Welcome to the Creative Mystic. Are you a highly sensitive, highly creative spiritual seeker? Do you want to awaken to your spiritual gifts, grow your connection with your higher power, and be inspired on a regular basis? Then you're in the right place. I'm Deepa Lu, the host of the Creative Mystic. Each week, I will share with you intuitive messages, meditations, and my own miraculous experiences as a creative mystic to support and inspire you to deepen your connection with divine presence so you let out your greatness. It is such a gift and an honor to be with you each week in your spiritual journey of discovering your spiritual gifts, growing spiritually, and letting your greatness out. Let's get started. A common question or complaint that I hear from my coaching clients who are empaths and highly sensitive people is, what is draining my energy? Sometimes I feel that life is being sucked out of me. Or they complain about, I get home from the end of my day from working with people and I just feel exhausted and I don't have any energy left. Do you ever feel that way? Well, today I want to share with you the top three energy drains for you as an empath or HSP. And the reason why I want to share with you first what is draining your energy is because I want you to get to the cause so you can actually have transformation and change in your life. If you just treat the symptom, which treating the symptom would be something like, you feel exhausted and I'm going to drink a bunch of coffee to rev you up, but it doesn't really help in the long run, right? So that's treating the symptom. Getting to the cause, we're going to treat the cause by educating you about what's causing these energy drains. Then we can help you make transformation in your life so you can have the energy to do what you desire, to have energy for your loved ones when you get home from work, or to be able to like go after that dream. You know, I want you to go from surviving to thriving. And part of thriving is going for your dreams, your goals, your aspirations. And I want that for you, okay? Because I want to help you. I want to be a blessing to you. I want to help you to step into your powerful self as an empath and a highly sensitive person. I'm Deepa Lu, and I'm the Creative Mystic, and I'm an empath. So everything I'm going to share with you is something that I've either learned from my own life experience or from working with my clients, my coaching clients who are highly sensitive and empaths. All right, so let's get going. So today, I'm going to start sharing with you the three top energy drains for you as an empath or highly sensitive person. Now, when I started this series, the first episode in this series, it's called Empaths and HSPs, Your Most Valuable Asset. And I talked about your energy count and strong energy. Now, I've decided that I want to break this down into more than four episodes because they end up being a little long and it's hard to digest the material when it's a longer video. So I'm going to be doing it over several videos. Not sure how many, just to be totally transparent, okay? So we're going to talk about the first energy drain, okay? Your first energy drain that you as an empath and a high sensitive person needs to become really aware of is your environment. Okay, your environment. You think about that and you think, oh, well, but I know what that is. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, okay? Your environment, there's an outer environment and an inner environment. Today, I'm going to talk to you about your outer environment and how that's affecting you, how it can drain your energy. And then the next episode, I'm going to talk to you about your inner environment, which in a lot of ways for you as an empath and HSP, it's the more important environment that we need to help you with, okay? Because it's going to be the one where I talked to you in the previous video. If you haven't seen that, go look at it. It's called, like I said, empaths and HSPs, your most valuable asset. And I'll put a link there in the show notes and up here. So if you want to go check it out, you can go check out that video. But your environment, the outer environment, we're going to start there because that's a little easier for you to make some changes here, okay? Because this is about the changes that are going to actually, like I said earlier, get you from surviving to thriving, okay? So when you think about your environment, what do you think about? Think about what? Probably the first place that comes maybe is your place of work, right? So your environment, your outer environment is where you work, live, and play. It's also your outer environment is what you watch, what you listen to, what you read. And it's also who you hang around with. Who are you? Who do you hang around with? Who do you work with? Who do you, you know, play with? Because sometimes you hang out with someone that maybe you don't go do a hobby or something because as an adult, I call that play, you know, whatever you love doing, whether it's, you know, riding your bike or creating art. You know, like I love that both of those things, riding a bike and creating art. So, you know, I'm a sacred artist also. So I want you to think about those things. Those are all your outer environment. Now, there's also more to that. We're going to touch on that a little bit. In fact, it's with today's day, it's I find one of the big things that affects empaths and HSPs. That's going to be at the end. So make sure you hang out to hear, you know, what that is, because it's something that really I find can make a difference, okay? So where you work is probably the place where you spend the most amount of time. Now, things have changed since the pandemic. A lot of people work at home, so it's still where you work. And what kind of environment are you working in all day long? So if you go to an office or you go to a place of business, maybe, you know, depending on what you do, you could be a doctor or a lawyer, or maybe you work in a warehouse, or you do childcare, whatever your work is, maybe have your own business like I do, right? So I have my own business. So for me, I work at home a lot. Okay. I do go out some for some in-person engagements, some in-person events. Obviously over the pandemic, didn't do any in-person events, but you know, that is something I have done. So I spend a lot of time working in my space and on Zoom. Okay. So where do you work? Do you work and where you go when you go to your place of work? How does it make you feel? As an empath and HSP, it's really important on your space. How does it make you feel? Is your workspace neat and organized, or are there piles everywhere? And when you actually see the piles, how does it make you feel if you have piles? You know, I know for me, like sometimes I can get really busy and things can pile up, and then I come in, I'm like, ah, yeah, I don't know if you feel that way, but it can make it so I don't think clearly. And what I find for most empaths and HSPs, if we have a lot of clutter, we feel the energy of it all and it makes us unclear. So if you're not having a clear mind, maybe you need to clean your space up a little bit. Now, this is not about judging you. We want to be doing it from a space of, I want to create an environment that helps me thrive, that doesn't act as an energy drain. Because the three top energy drains I find for empaths in the outer environment are, you know, like where you work, and when you have where you work, how is that environment of where you work? Does it lift you up or does it take you down? And that's what you want to be looking at. Do you feel uplifted, or do you kind of feel like it's pulling your energy down? You know, like almost where it's gone. You know, where you just feel like, oh God, I don't like this. Now, one of the things you want to become aware of is how your environment is affecting you. Because I tell everybody, everything is energy. Everything in your home, everything in your place of work is energy. And that vibration is either lifting you up or bringing you down. There's no standing still. I tell everybody that. You're either expanding or you're contracting. You know, it's kind of like you're living or you're dying. You know, I mean, like you might not think you're dying, but if you're contracting and getting scared more and, you know, basically starting to retreat from life, that's not really living, right? You're kind of getting yourself set up for more dying than living. And so we're supposed to be growing and expanding as human beings. This is true for all kinds of human beings, whether you're an empath or non-empath, highly sensitive or non-highly sensitive. We are hardwired to grow, to learn and grow. We're supposed to be doing that. Okay? So in your environment, does it make you feel like you have more energy, or does it make you feel like you have less energy? Now, as a highly sensitive person, you notice when people have negative energy. Well, it's the same way when you come into a place. Does your workspace make you feel more positive and more impossibility, or confused and unclear? Because that will tell you, you know, is your environment a drain or not? Now, what I find for a lot of people, where they go to work, if you go to work like and you go work with other people, okay, what's the environment in your workplace? When I used to be in outside sales, I would go into offices and I would walk into the lobby. I hadn't gone anyplace else but the lobby, and I'd go in and I'd be like, ooh, this is not a good place to work, because I could feel the negative energy. Do you have that? Well, when you have a space that you work in for how many hours a day, you want to make sure that space is uplifting you. And not just go, well, it's work, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how it looks or how it feels. I just have to get my work done. Well, as an empath, as a highly sensitive person, if it's not lifting you up, it's draining your energy. It might be a little drain, or it might be a big drain. Okay, it all depends on how much you like or dislike it, how much it's affecting your energy, of whether you're actually even paying attention to it. Because I find a lot of times people get in the habit of something being a certain way and they just ignore it, even though it actually does bother them. In fact, with empaths and highly sensitive people, what I find is we've been conditioned to think that our sensitivities are, there's something wrong with this because we have it. And so in order to try to fit sometimes into society, or especially into your workplace, we have been putting up with things that aren't really working for us. And so I want to, invite you to start to go, okay, in my workplace, is this environment actually lifting me up, making me feel expansive and positive and more energy? Or do I go there and just feel like, I feel like this is draining me? Okay, so that environment goes from what you're looking at in your office, how your chair feels, is it comfortable? And one of the things about a chair, if you actually go to an office, or even if you work at home and you're sitting in a chair at home, there's what's called an ergonomic chair. And what people do is they put it in a position and they leave it in that same position all day long. And then they wonder why they have a back problem. They get up and they're like, what's wrong? And because that chair is supposed to be meant to be adjusted throughout the day, because as a human being, you're not supposed to sit in the exact same position all day long. It creates problems. And so for you as an empath, as a highly sensitive person, it's important that you have a comfortable chair, that you make sure you change the position of that chair, so that if you have a desk job, you're not sitting in the same place typing all day long, and because that's going to create problems for you. It's going to create physical problems. It's going to create energetic problems, because your energy actually needs to flow. And it's really important as a highly sensitive person and empath that your energy is flowing if it's stuck. Now, how do you know if it's stuck? Tension. If you have tension in your jaw or in your neck or in your back, any kind of tension or pain, that's all stuck energy. It's all impeded energy. It's not totally not flowing at all, otherwise you'd be dead, but it's impeded. We call it stuck, okay? And so when you notice that your shoulders are getting tight, that means your environment that you're working in isn't working for you. It's either you're sitting in the chair too long, or it's not comfortable, or the computer maybe isn't at the right height. There could be many reasons, but I want you in the next week to pay attention to the environment in your workplace, okay? Because that environment, like I said, is either going to drain your energy or help rejuvenate. And you want to make sure that it's not draining. Now, throughout your day, if you watch the first episode, life is, you're going to go out, you're going to fill up your energy account, and you're going to use it, and it's going to get used. But the reason why you feel drained or exhausted at the end of your workday is not only because maybe you're taking on other people's energies that you pick up on, but it's also because the environment you're working in is probably not conducive to what you need. Okay, so you want to start paying attention to that, okay? Now that's work. Now where you live, now you think, I don't know if there's anything I can do about where I live, because you probably feel that way about work because you may not own it, but a lot of times people will feel that way, especially if you have a family. You might have a family where maybe your house is too small for all of you, or maybe not, but if you do live in a house that's too small for all of you and you feel like you're stuck, I'm still going to tell you you're not. You want to create your environment at home so that it lifts you up. So that means, what kind of art do you have on the wall? Do you have things that really lift you up or just things that are okay? Now, one of the reasons why I create all this sacred art and these spirit guide portals is because I want the divine presence to be with you all the time. See, because divine presence, spirit, lifts us up, right? Puts us in possibility, makes us get downloads, intuitive downloads, guidance. And so, you know, what do you have on your walls? Like for me, I have spiritual art all over the place because one, I paint it. But two, when I purchase things that inspire me, that lift me up, that remind me of spirit, of divine presence, of, you know, whatever word you use for higher power, God, Buddha, Allah, that remind you of that, because we as spiritual beings need reminders. We constantly forget that we actually are these spiritual beings, that we're connected with this higher power, okay? And especially as an empath or HSP, if you're struggling, if you're having challenges with feeling drained, your energy is being drained, then you'll struggle. So your environment is going to make a difference. If the things in your home is overly cluttered, okay, or overly messy, it's going to affect you. That's why on the spiritual path, they talk about having a neat place. Now, this again, it's not about judging you. It's about how can you do little things that can make a difference in your home. So maybe you can't make it spotless because you might have young kids. You know, if you have a 3-year-old, it's really hard to keep the place clean. And there's a point where you have to go, you know, it's more important for me to take care of myself rather than make sure the house is spotless with you there. Okay. But what can you put on your walls that you can tune into that will lift you up? What spiritual being speaks to you makes a difference, okay? Because it really does, all right? So your energy, the space you live in can actually drain your energy. Okay, remember, it's one or the other. We're going to go into a little bit more about how to get strong energy, but I want you to really get this about your environment, how it's affecting you, okay? Now, when I talk about what you watch, the TV shows, the movies, you know, what you read, are you reading gossip magazines, or, you know, looking into like what this other person did, or what do you listen to? What kind of music? Are the lyrics actually uplifting, or are they demeaning in some way? And I tell people, even though like you might not think immediately, like if it's a song that has like you're dancing away to it, but it has demeaning lyrics to women and you're a woman, that's seeping in. That's affecting your energy as a highly sensitive person, that, you know, as an empath. And so you really want to pay attention. Now, if you don't find that it actually takes your energy down at all, I'm not telling you to stop doing it, okay? This is just about, I want you to raise your level of awareness. And I'm bringing these things to mind so you can start to go, how is this affecting my energy? Do I actually, you know, really feel lifted up, or do I just feel revved up for the moment and then I feel exhausted? Because remember about the symptom, treating the symptom. Coffee, if you're really exhausted and you drink coffee, it's actually treating the symptom, not getting to the cause. That can be the same sometimes with music, in the sense of if it's like really fast moving music and you listen to it, you know, and you get some energy, but then you notice you kind of don't feel so positive later, because the lyrics were demeaning, that's what I'm talking about that you got to pay attention to. Because if the lyrics are demeaning to you as a woman, they're demeaning to you, you know, to women, and you're a woman, then it's going to be seeping into your consciousness where maybe you don't feel so good in some other way. So you want to pay attention to that, okay, about the outer environment. And then there's the who. Are you around positive or negative people? Now, you might be thinking, okay, I know what negative people are, and you probably do as far as in your definition, but I want you to understand more of how that cause is affecting you as an empath and a highly sensitive person. See, we're going to talk about negative people right now because we're going to talk about what's draining your energy, okay? So negative people are probably people you think of when you think about negative people. What do you think about, right? You think of what? Complaining. Maybe they're angry a lot. You know, maybe they're negative about, they don't say anything positive about people. They put people down. Those are negative people. And yes, they're an energy drain. That negativity, whether you've gotten used to it, because what I find is we often grew up in environments, I know I did, I grew up in an environment where my parents complained. Thought that was just life. Had to learn, it's not. But, you know, and I love my parents, okay? That's just the way they were trained. You know, they had trauma in their lives, the things that happened, and they didn't understand that, oh, I can change this, I can heal this. And so they didn't know that complaining, you didn't have to complain. I still complain, I'm sure you do, but is it a habit to do every day? You know, when something happens, sometimes you need to complain to help dissipate the energy. But are you repeating the story 10 times to 10 different people? Or just to your spouse because it's something you need to really clear out of your energy field? And that's the difference, okay? If you need to talk about something to clear it out of your energy, that's a good thing. But if you're complaining about it just to repeat the story because you feel like you're a victim or that, you know, it really bothered you, but you're not clearing it out, you're just repeating it to 10 to 15 different people, then that's complaining, okay? So are you running into somebody like that who's a complainer? Yes. You also don't want to be the complainer because that's draining your energy. We're going to talk more about that on your inner environment because that's part of your inner environment. But that on the outer environment, when you get around negative people, obviously complaining. But there's more to negative people than just complaining. It's about, are they contractive or expansive? Are they in fear and worry and anxiety all the time? We don't tend to think of people who are fearful or that they worry or anxiety ridden as negative. We tend to think that, oh, they're struggling right now. They're having a problem. Okay? But that anxiety, that worry, that frustration, you know, constantly, that fear is going to drain your energy. In that previous episode where I talk about your most valuable asset, I talk about your energy account. If you haven't listened to it, go watch it, okay? But any kind of fear, worry, anxiety, doubt, those are energy drains. So if you're around people all the time who are that way, that's going to drain your energy. I'm not telling you to nix those people out. But as we go along in this series of me helping you with your energy, with your most valuable asset, which is your energy account, okay, and we want to fill it with strong energy, you have to start to determine when and you can be around those people and when you can't. And one of the things I talk to people about is if your energy is weak, you don't want to be around those people for a while until you can get your energy strong because it's going to drain your tank even more. It's going to drain your account even more, okay? So if somebody is somebody like, if you were to talk about a dream or an aspiration or a goal you have and they're poo-poo it, they're like, oh, then you can't do that or that's impossible. That's an energy drain because it's not lifting you up. It's actually taking you down, okay? If it's, like I said, somebody who's constantly in fear, where everything and anxiety that will affect you as an empath and HSP. It's an energy drain. Because even if you don't take it on as, oh, I'm fearful or now I'm anxiety ridden, it's using up your energy to be in that energy. Because it takes more energy to stay centered in a positive place when somebody is having these challenges. Now, here's the big thing that's a big energy drain with negative people is they feel like a victim. They feel like life is just happening to them and they can't do anything about it. I want you to get that. That's a negative person. When people feel like they have no choice in the matter, that's contractive energy that can suck the life out of you. I knew someone years ago who, she was in a job. She used to talk about like, I have this job, you know, and I have to stay here because I've got golden handcuffs. And what she meant by golden handcuffs was that, you know, it had a great pension that if she stayed this certain amount of years, she was going to get this great pension. And she was much older than me, but she still had like another 10 years she had to work before she could quit, you know, or retire, I should say. And when she was saying that to me, I said, well, you know, that's not true. You know, you do have a choice in it. You can quit. You're just choosing not to because you want the pension. She's, oh no, I can't do that. I can't quit. You know, I have to stay for another 10 years because I have to get that pension. That is a contractive person and you're not judging that person. Okay. But that energy is a drain. It'll take you down because it's based on something that's totally false and not true. And it's going to be affecting you. See, you have to be looking at, is it expansive or contractive? the energy year round, because the more contractive it is, the more it drags on your energy as an empath or HSP. And so you want to be paying attention to that, okay? About how is that energy affecting your energy? Not from a fearful place, but from an aware place of just like, yeah, I think, you know, I want to start making a different choice. And so this is what I want to help you with, is about when you raise your level of awareness, it allows you to go, you know what? I'm going to do something different. I see this isn't working for me, or I see this is draining my energy, and I'm going to choose something different because I want to thrive in my life. And you want to always keep that in your mind. You see, that's why I talk about, I want to bring you from surviving to thriving, because if I just tell you make this change, you're like, yeah, whatever. But if you start to understand that making these changes and starting to become aware of what's impacting my energy, what's draining it, and I'm going to use this more energy that I have by not having it drain for an aspiration, a goal, a dream, for something that is really important and speaks to my heart, that's going to motivate you more. You have to have a why behind making change. Otherwise, who wants to make it, right? It's not easy to do for a lot of people, okay? So I want you to become aware of that, all right? Now, one of the things I didn't mention earlier about when you work, okay, or just in life, too, that's affecting you a lot as an empath and HSP. It's the thing I said I wanted you to hang out for to make sure you found out about it, is EMFs, electromagnetic fields, right? You know they're around. You watch stuff on your phone, your computer, your big smart TVs. They all are putting off EMFs. And as a highly sensitive person or empath, you are probably significantly more susceptible to the EMFs than the average non-HSP or non-empath. So there are different kind of EMF protections. I find that they work. I have this one called Q-Link. Wear it on my neck, right there. Okay, I'm going to put a link for one if you want to get one. I find it really helps. I wear it pretty much all the time, not from a fearful place, but from a, you know, I'm on the computer a lot, making videos, editing videos, shooting things like this right now, seeing my clients on Zoom, you know. So if it's a part of your job and you like what you're doing, because like I like what I do, okay? So I love the benefits that technology brings us, but I also have to take care of myself because the challenge which can drain my energy are the EMFs. Being on the computer too many hours, you're having too many EMFs that are going around bombarding you all day long, because they just are. You have to adapt to the life unless you're going to go off into the bush, into, you know, like become off-grid in nature to where nobody else is around and you don't get a signal, which they're becoming far and far less places where there are no signals anymore, but there are some. My wife and I actually lived in a spiritual community many years ago that just up the road, a mile from where we lived, you were like off-grid. Off-grid, couldn't get a signal, couldn't get enough self-service. In fact, where we lived in the spiritual community, couldn't get self-service at that time. My brother used to complain, I can never get you. I go, you have to call the landline. He's like, landline? What? You don't have that with you? I go, my cell phone does not work out here. So if you want to get a hold of me, call me on the landline, because I only use my phone for when I'm traveling outside the community. Don't live there anymore, but just letting you know, that there's far and few places like that now. So you have to start looking at how do you take care of yourself. Now, that environment, because it's part of the environment now, and you have to understand that it's affecting you, okay? How can you help your body, mind, and soul so that there's less effects from it? Okay, one is limiting screen time. Like I'm off my computer almost every day by 7, even though I use it for work. I book everything so it happens before 7. There's a rare occasion, there's one thing that I do after 7 that's our online community, spiritual community that my wife and I have, that I get on at 7 for that. But that's the only thing I do after that, because I know if I stay on too late, it affects my sleep. And what, if you don't get good sleep, that obviously affects your energy, you know? So you want to make sure you look at environmentally how the EMFs are bothering you. And if you notice anything, I know a lot of people I've talked to when they're sensitive, you know, they can even feel it with their phone. So like when I use my phone, I don't even hold it. I like have it in a bag somewhere and have my headphones on, or I have the speaker volume and I have it sitting on my desk and I talk to it that way so that I have less exposure. Because one of the things about EMFs is the farther away you are from it, the weaker it is. So if you like have a cell tower by your house, you might want to consider moving just because that's a really strong place. You know, those cell towers put off a lot of energy. And so you just have to start to make choices. Doesn't mean make them all right away. Right now, all I want you to do is become aware. Become aware of your environment, of the outer environment, of what is actually draining your energy. Because awareness is the first step to make a new choice so you can make a change, okay? So I would love for you to put in the comments after you observe some things, what have you noticed? Or even if you've noticed things already, please share in the comments about what energy drains you've had in your environment. Now, next episode, we're going to talk about your inner environment, and that's the one that's super important for you as an empath and highly sensitive person. Please, if you like what you've heard, subscribe. Give me a thumbs up, a like, and if you want to be a blessing in the world just like I want to be, please share this with another empath or highly sensitive person that could use this to benefit them. All right? So I'll see you in the next episode. Blessings. Remember, greatness is within you. It's time to shine your light. Thank you for listening to the Creative Mystic Podcast. If you'd like to have more inspiration, please go to my website, deepalu.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or any of your favorite podcast platforms. Remember, your creative mystic is just waiting for you to let your greatness out.